Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for March 2018. This month we reach a point in the year where the day and night are of equal length. We call this the spring or vernal equinox. This year it will happen on March the 20th at 4:15 in the afternoon. And don't forget to put the clocks forward by 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 25th. Starting as always with the moon, the full moon this month is on the 2nd, with the new moon following on the 13th of the month, followed by the second blue moon of the year, with a second full moon in the same month on the 31st of March. The moon is far from being a nighttime-only object, but towards new, it will rise early in the morning and set early in the evening, so you will be able to study it in daylight, particularly on the 18th, immediately after sunset, when the moon will be a beautiful one-day-old, very thin crescent, and it's always fun trying to spot it. All the major planets are putting on a show this month. Venus is an evening object in the west, just after sunset, especially towards the end of the month. Jupiter is quite well placed, fairly high up in the sky, in the early morning around 3 a.m, particularly later in the month. Don't forget to look out for the four Galilean moons, and possibly some stripes, and even the great red spot on the surface. Saturn is also still around in the early morning, best seen around 3 a.m. at the end of the month. Saturn currently lies in the constellation of Sagittarius, which will be in the southeast at that time. The rings are now beautifully open, and it certainly lives up to its reputation as being the wow planet, when you see it close up. If you are looking at Saturn through a decent pair of binoculars or a small telescope, look out for the large satellite called Titan. Mars will be quite a good sight at the end of the month, around 4 a.m. in the constellation of Sagittarius to the south-southeast. Mercury is particularly good on the 15th, around 7 p.m, and it will be about 11 degrees, quite high, above the horizon in the west after sunset. And on the 1st to the 6th of the month, it will be very near to Venus, which will provide a nice little photo opportunity. There are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month, so straight on to constellation watching. This month we start to lose Orion, a sure sign that winter is nearly over. The zodiac constellations are the 12, or more accurately 13 constellations that the Sun appears to pass through as the Earth rotates around the Sun. This month the zodiac constellations on view are Taurus, the Bull, Gemini, the Twins, Cancer, the Crab, which is very difficult to make out, Leo, the Lion, and Virgo, the Virgin. And these may be found in that order from west through south to east, and the two bright stars either side of the overhead point are Arcturus, the bright red star in the constellation of Boötes, the herdsman, in the east, and Capella in Auriga, the charioteer, in the west. I hope that this podcast has given you some idea of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful instrument is the planisphere, which will tell you what to see at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for this month. Listen out next month for April's highlights. So bye for now.